Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 2nd. Happy Resurrection Day. And I'm reading from the New International Version. I want to let you know that today at 3 p.m. in Hudson Hall, we're going to have a time where new members and prospective members can come together to learn more about the church. If that is you, we'd love for you to join us. And if you are a longtime member, we could use your help by coming and getting to know our new members. So please come and join us at 3 p.m. for lots of good snacks. I have enlisted many of our best cooks in the church, I better be careful there, to help me with this. And so there will be lots of goodies. See you at 3 p.m. We're picking up at Joshua chapter 22 in verses 1 through 9. This is where the eastern tribes return home. Remember the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh? They live on the eastern side of the Jordan River. But God had commanded them to go to the western side to help fight and conquer the land. So they are now returning home. When Joshua summoned the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You have done all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and you have obeyed me in everything I commanded. For a long time now, to this very day, you have not deserted your brothers, but have carried out the mission the Lord your God gave you. Now that the Lord your God has given your brothers rest as he promised, return to your homes in the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to obey his commands, and to hold fast to him and to serve him with all your heart and your soul." Then Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their homes. To the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given the land of Bashan, and to the other half of the tribe, Joshua had given the land on the west side of the Jordan with their brothers. When Joshua sent them home, he blessed them, saying, "Return to your homes with your great wealth, with large herds of livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, and iron, and a great quantity of clothing, and divide with your brothers the plunder from your enemies." So the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh left the Israelites at Shiloh in Canaan to return to Gilead, their own land, which they had acquired in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses. Before we move on, I just want to go back over the five commandments and laws that they were reminded of. The Lord gave them the law to love him, to walk in his ways, to obey his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all of their hearts and souls. And oh, may that be said of us as well. Moving on, we're going to go to the Psalms, and today we're going to read Psalm 121. This is a song of ascents. "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." This is a wonderful psalm. I love it because it reminds me of a song. But I also like several other parts of the psalm, the idea that God never sleeps. It says, "He who watches over you will not slumber. He who watches over you will neither slumber nor sleep." It just reminds me that while we are limited, we need sleep. God is limitless. We are finite in our abilities, but he is infinite in his power, and we can look to him always for help. Then in verse 5, I love this image of the Lord being the shade at your right hand, and that the sun won't harm us because of the shade of the Lord. And it reminded me of the Israelites as they're going through the wilderness to the land of Canaan. Remember that God was represented by a cloud by day and fire by night, his presence with him. And in the children's Bible that we have at our house, the cloud is huge, and it is giving the people shade as they walk through the harsh land and the wilderness. And so I think this is a wonderful picture and image for us of what the Lord does for us. He shields us. He protects us. He gives us shade. Let's move on now to Matthew. Today we're reading Matthew 15, verses 21 through 39. This is a good one. It's the faith of a Canaanite woman. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." And the woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on the mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way." His disciples answered, "Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "7," they replied, "and a few small fish." He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000, besides women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. What do you think about that story of the faith of the Canaanite woman? Sometimes I think when people read this, they think, man, Jesus is being mean here. He's talking about her as though she is a dog. But when I read it today, I had an interesting perspective. Tell me what you think. So perhaps Jesus is replying to her in the way that he perceives the disciples think about her. Remember, the disciples are wanting to shoo her away, and they have a certain construct in their minds about who the Messiah should be. They believe that the Messiah was sent only for Israel, and that the other peoples of the world are lesser and are even considered to be, quote, dogs. And so when he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel," I think perhaps he was kind of saying it tongue in cheek a little bit, this idea of like, the disciples think I'm not supposed to heal you. And then when she kneels at his feet and calls him Lord, Then he replies again in a way that would be consistent with what the disciples have always thought, that you shouldn't take what belongs to Israel and give it to the other nations, because these nations are not worthy. They're not the children of God. But then, in great faith, she replies to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs." Her retort is so powerful and so palpable with faith that Jesus then answers in a way that grants her request. He says, "Woman, you have great faith." And her daughter was healed. And I think in that moment, perchance, the Lord is instructing the disciples to give them a little broader perspective of what the kingdom of God really is, that it's not just for the people of Israel, it's for all people who come in faith to Jesus as Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we are among those who would be considered dogs. We are not born of Israel, but we are the new Israel by faith and through the new covenant of your blood. And we praise you, Lord Christ. We thank you for the gift that it is to be called your children. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the resolve that we need, like those of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, that you would help us, Lord, to love you and to walk in your ways and to obey your commands, to hold fast to you and to serve you with all of our heart and our soul. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.